This is nice. It's very bright, so I can't see everybody in the back, which are the people I know, so I appreciate that. So my story, like a couple of the other stories, seems to take place when I was about 8. I just was obsessed with the Baltimore Orioles. And as a girl, that was difficult for some people to understand. Turns out I'm not gay, which was also difficult for people to understand later. And so I just, you know, it's interesting, right? But I used to play on like a t-ball team, and I played softball, and I did all these sports that were confusing to people that I wasn't gay, and ended up playing rugby later, which was also interesting when you're at a social and people don't believe you. So I don't, you know, what do you do then? But to the actual story, when I was 8, my dad took me to Camden Yards, and it was my first time going to Camden Yards, and it was the second season that Camden Yards had been around, and I'd been to Memorial Park, and even as an 8-year-old, I remember walking into Camden Yards and saying, wow, this is really different, and being impressed by this new facility and walking up through the gates and the green chairs and how that was all very, very different. And I was there with my dad and my older sister, and my older sister was mortified to be seen with me at the game. And this is mostly because I had on, God, this is happening. I had on black shorts. I don't really remember what shorts I had on, but I always wore navy blue Chucks, which my sister thought was appalling. And then I had on a white very sort of like, it must have been a t-shirt that I got at Memorial Park in one of the like fan giveaways or whatever, sort of white and thin Orioles across the chest and this very itchy collar that was a V-neck and had the orange, black, and white collar with the sleeves, with the same kind of ring around the outside of the sleeves, a black batting helmet with the... with the Oriole bird on the helmet. And then, of course, nobody goes to a baseball game without batting gloves with Oriole birds on the gloves and a mitt, right? So, and I'm ready. Like, I'm catching that foul ball and no one's going to get in my way. At, you know, how tall were you at 8 years old? Who knows? 4 feet, whatever. And I walk in and I'm, you know, just ecstatic. I didn't even finish the whole story. I apologize. I had glasses growing up as a kid. So huge. I mean, just epic, right? It's 1993, and you know what glasses looked like in 1993. And I had them, and they were tortoiseshell around the rims and, you know, metal. It was pretty special. And then I actually had a very similar haircut to what I have now, except with absolutely zero styling whatsoever, right? So it's perfect page boy, cut all the way around, bangs literally just like this, and straight across my forehead. And I go in with my dad, and my sister is like 3 or 4 feet behind us. She's 2 years older than me and never lets me forget this day. So we're walking in, give them our tickets, get to our seats. I sit down, and around about the third inning, the Orioles are winning. I've never been to a game that the Orioles have lost. I'm just going to say that. I sit down, and it's the third inning, you know, 2 hot dogs in, who knows. And this woman comes up to me and crouches down really, really low next to me. And it's weird because, you know, stranger danger and all that. And and she turns to me and she goes, hi. And I'm like, hey. And my dad is now peering over and wondering what's going on. And she has a hat on and she's got something that looks like sort of a semblance of a uniform for a Camden Yards worker. And she says, I have a very exciting thing to tell you today. And I was like, okay. And she goes, you're the fan of the game. And I said, what? And she goes, all right, so in the 7th inning, during the 7th inning stretch, you're going to look right up there at that camera, and you're going to be on the big Jumbotron, and we've got all kinds of things for you. And he's going to scan around to other people, though, so pretend like you're excited about it when it lands on you. But we're telling you because we really want you to look at the camera because we picked you out walking through the concourse. And I just thought that was the coolest. And again, my sister Anne was like, this is not happening, right? So she's 12 and has a little more social awareness, and I'm 8 and just don't give a shit. So around the 7th inning, it comes on, and I'm supposed to look cool, right? I'm supposed to be playing this like, I don't know that this is going to happen, and my dad's trying to coach me on this, on how to do this. And it's just an epic failure. So the camera turns to me, and I'm supposed to wave and like go crazy or whatever, and I'm actually not that kind of person. Like, I'm not very effusive. I'm not a big hugger. Like, it's just not something that I do. And so I just stand there, and I'm like, and so that they span around to other people. And these other kids are going nuts. Like, they're all excited that they're going to be a fan of the game. And they come back to me, and I'm just lip smile and faint wave. And I'm just so embarrassed and just so, I have no idea how to respond. And regardless, in the old fan of the game, they actually put you in a cartoon cutout of a frying pan, and they call it the fan pan. And so when you're just yourself when you're standing there, but when you look at yourself on the Jumbotron, you are in a frying pan with like flames happening underneath of it, which was really weird, and I didn't know how to reconcile that as an 8-year-old either. So after all of this happened, they came down with a couple of things for me, and which was great. I got like a pair of binoculars and, you know, again, 8-year-old with binoculars, but, and a box, like a, you know, you go to the old baseball card stores and they had like just the boxes full of baseball cards, and they're all lined up in that, in the glass case or whatever. And you get to pick out like your one pack that you're going to take home for 25 cents or 50 cents or whatever they cost. And this woman comes back out with a full box of AAA baseball cards, and I thought I had just about died and gone to heaven. I was so excited, and my sister is just sitting there going like, this is, you're excited, okay, all right, and she finally just let it go. And my dad, I don't think I've ever seen him smile quite the way that he smiled when I was like sitting there looking at this box of baseball cards going, Dad, we don't have to go back to the baseball card store for quite some time. And he goes, that's right, Kate. So that's just about it. So thank you very much.